tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Elf Doug Fir, stationed at the North Pole Tracking Center in Humpty Doo, Australia. It has been 4 hours and 15 minutes or so since Santa launched from the North Pole, and we are receiving word of Santa sightings all over the South Pacific. In addition to the islands of the sea, Santa also delivers to ships that are out there. Elf Roz from the tracking center in India has been monitoring radio traffic east of New Zealand. What have you got for us, Roz?
Hi, Doug. We have a freighter from Central America sailing the South Seas and have radio contact now with another eyewitness. Sir, are you there? What's your name?
My name is Bubba French from the great state of Mississippi in the United States. I was on watch when I saw him.
Who did you see, Bubba?
Santa Claus. He buzzed the tower at maybe 500 miles per hour, made his own wind. At first I thought it was a meteor, but then I heard it.
Heard what, Bubba?
Bells rise. They was ringing so loud it made me go deaf for a second. Then I saw a red flash, quick like a bunny, but way faster, and I heard them bells again, and poof, he was gone. I rushed below decks and checked my stock, and it was full of good stuff, Roz.
Oh, thanks for that report, Bubba, and Merry Christmas. Doug, back to you.
Reports like these are starting to stack up here in the tracking center. Santa is definitely on the move, and we're not sure where he will go next. Australia, New Zealand, and all the island nations of the sea remain on high alert at this time. From Australia, I'm Elf Doug Fir reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.